This will be the last time for at least a little while.
Det ville være den siste tiden for en liten for en stund.
That I can speak to you.
At jeg kan tale til dere.
And have fellowship with you.
Og ha fellesskap med dere.
And I must say.
Og jeg må si.
That it. I have a better feeling all the time.
Jeg har stadig en bedre følelse.
About you as I remain with you.
Med dere ettersom jeg har vært sammen med dere.
We're beginning to know each other better.
Vi begynner å kjenne hverandre bedre.
And that's good for both of us.
Og det godt for begge alle sammen.
You know the Scandinavian people.
Du vet de skandinaviske folk.
Have a great place in Pentecostal history.
Har en stor plass I pinsevekkelsens historie.
They're also the ones who understood we must not organize.
Det var også de som forstod at ikke vi måtte organisere oss.
Although many of them did organize.
Selv om mange av dem gjorde det.
Some of the great men in Pentecost.
Mange av de store menn I pinsevekkelsen.
They were known as flaming brands of fire.
Det var kjent som flammende Guds ildfabler.
Were in Norway and Sweden.
Og I Norge og Sverige.
And then they spread this word around the world.
Og så spredde de dette ordet rundt om I verden.
They sent out great missionaries.
De sendte ut store missionærer.
It is only a great tragedy.
Og det en stor tragedie.
That the same wonderful people.
At de samme vidunderlige mennesker.
Have not all accepted this message.
Ikke har mottatt dette budskapet.
I understand that Brother Branham was stopped from praying for the sick in Norway.
Jeg forstår at Brother Branham ble stoppet når det gjaldt å be for syke I Norge.
I know positively.
Og jeg vet positivt.
That this was not the will of the people.
At det ikke var folkets vilje.
They wanted him to do so.
De ville at han skulle gjøre det.
But the government is in control.
Men styret hadde kontrollen.
And we obey them.
Og vi måtte adlyde dem.
And God helps us just the same.
Og Gud hjelper oss allikevel.
So here you are today.
Og her dere I dag.
Worshiping Lord.
I det dere tilber Herren.
In spirit and in truth.
I ånd og sannhet.
And you believe the message.
Og dere tror budskapet.
You can be prayed for.
Og dere kan bli bedt for.
And healed.
Og bli helbredet.
And it's going to get worse though. It's going to get worse yet. The government will make it worse yet.
Oh, ja, styret vil bli nok enda verre.
I just read this morning in Spoken Word's original seed.
Jeg leste denne morgenen I det talte ordet den originale sæd.
Where Brother Branham has written in prophecy.
Hvor Brother Branham har skrevet I profeti.
The true church bride.
Den sanne brudekirke.
Will someday be stopped from preaching this message.
Blir noen dag stoppet fra å tale dette budskapet.
And they'll close the churches.
Og de nær kirken.
But what
does
that got to do with God? What does that have to do with God?
Hva har det med Gud å gjøre?
There's no problem.
Det ikke noe problem.
His spirit is here.
Hans ånd her.
And he's the God of Daniel.
Og han som gikk også til Daniel.
And he's the God of Job.
Og han også Jobs Gud.
And the God of Noah.
Og Noahs Gud.
And there's a passage in Scripture.
Og det en noe I skriften.
I can't remember exactly how it says it.
Jeg kan ikke huske nøyaktig hvor det står.
But it mentions Job and Noah and Daniel.
Men Job og Noah og Daniel.
And it speaks concerning the end time.
Og det tales angående endetiden.
That it'll take a greater faith.
At de måtte ha en større tro.
And a greater righteousness.
Og en større rettferdighet.
Than they had.
Enn de hadde.
We got it.
Og vi har fått det.
There's no doubt about it.
Det ikke noe tvil om det.
Because we have the full assurance of faith.
For vi har den fulle sikkerhet for troen.
We are just like Abraham.
Vi akkurat som Abraham.
You'll notice how Abraham began believing God.
Vet dere at Abraham begynte å tro på Gud?
It was accounted to him for righteousness.
Og det ble regnet ham til rettferdighet.
But read the rest of the scripture.
Men les resten av skriften.
In Romans the 4th chapter.
I Romerne det 4. kapittel.
And you will find that 20 years later.
20 år senere.
He came to the full assurance of faith.
Kom han til den fulle sikkerhet I troen.
After 2,000 years.
Etter 2,000 år.
Which I suppose is 100 multiplied by 20.
Som 100 ganger 20, tror jeg.
We have been living in faith.
Så har vi levd I tro.
But at the end time we have the full assurance of faith.
Men I endetiden så har vi den fulle sikkerhet I troen.
Because we saw faith demonstrated.
For vi har sett troen demonstrert.
It was vindicated.
Det ble stadfestet.
The Lord God amongst us.
Gud kom iblant oss.
And you have experienced that in your hearts and lives.
Och du har upplevt detta I ditt hjärta och liv.
You are a part of that word of promise.
Du är ett del av detta löftesordet.
You are a part of that exceptional faith.
Du är en del av detta motsatta ord.
Don't ever doubt it.
Icke tvivl på det I det hela taget.
Look, this is a Bible here.
Se, detta är Bibeln här.
Somebody may doubt it.
Någon gör av detta.
And say, maybe the covers look like a Bible.
Och de säger kanske, däcke ser ut som en Bibel.
It could be a Sears Roebuck catalog or some catalog in here.
Det kan hända att det bara en slags katalog in I här.
It is a Bible.
Men det en Bibel.
So with this faith.
Så är det också med troen.
Don't take it out to examine it.
Ta det ikke ut for å undersøke det.
Don't question it.
Ikke spør om det.
Faith never asks questions.
Troen spør ikke spørsmål.
Faith just says what has been vindicated.
Troen sier bare det som stadfestet.
Then if you're saying that you've got it.
Og hvis du sier det, så har du fått det.
You are a part of that body word.
Du en del av dette ordet. Legens ordet.
And remember, the word of God is creative. So within you already, you have the creative power.
So I dig har du allerede den skapende kraft.
That's going to take you right into the rapture.
Og det vil ta deg rett opp I botrykkelsen.
Now that's so.
Det slik.
We're not looking for it.
Vi ser ikke etter det.
We've got it.
Vi har fått det.
Abraham considered not his own body.
Abraham så ikke på sitt eget legeme.
That means to peruse thoroughly, to scrutinize thoroughly.
Det betyder også å undersøke det nærmere.
And to analyze it.
Og analysere det.
And wonder about it.
Og undre seg om det.
He didn't care about it.
Han brydde seg ingenting om det.
He said, I've got a word of God.
Han sa, jeg har fått løftet ord.
He said, I'm Abraham.
Jeg Abraham, sa han.
And they said, you're not Abraham.
Han sa, du ikke Abraham.
He said, I am Abraham.
Han sa, jeg Abraham.
They said, who said so?
Vem sa det?
He said, God said so.
Gud sa det.
You tell me one time where the word of God failed.
Kan du si meg det eneste gang hvor Guds ord har slått feil?
Let there be light.
La det bli lys.
A book didn't come forth.
Et bok kom ikke frem.
Light came forth.
Men det var lyset som kom frem.
You're Abraham.
Jeg Abraham.
Abraham came forth.
Abraham kom frem.
Brother Branham said.
Brother Branham sa.
I call you not church or saints.
Jeg kaller dere ikke med kirke eller
saints.
Eller hellige.
I call you bride.
Men jeg kaller dere brud.
We are bride.
Vi brud.
God said so.
Gud sa det.
Vindicated.
Stadfestet.
So the creative word of life of bride is in us.
Så det skapende ordet I bruden.
Now, he didn't say book.
Han sa ikke bok.
He said bride.
Han sa brud.
What has a bride got?
Hva en brud fått?
A husband.
En husbond.
Had a glorious ceremony.
Det en vidunderlig ceremoni.
A wonderful time.
En vidunderlig tid.
We're bride.
Brud.
He said so.
Han sa det.
And if he said so, that makes it so.
Og når han sa det, så det slik.
The choosing is in God.
Utvelgelsen I Gud.
The choosing was of God. The choosing was of God.
Valget var av Gud.
And he chose us.
Og han valgte oss.
And he dressed us in his word.
Og han kledde oss I ordet.
And we're manifest by faith in that word.
Og det ble manifestert ved troen I det ordet.
And he which hath begun a good work in us.
Og han som har begynt en god gjerning I oss.
Will perform it.
Han vil utføre det.
Until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Til Herren Jesus Kristus kommer igjen.
You see, I wonder what I look like in his sight. I wonder what I look like in his sight.
Jeg undres på hva jeg ser ut fra hans side.
Look in the Bible and find out.
Se ut inn I skriften og se hvor han ser på.
He said, you're all glorious within.
Se at vi alle I herlighet med ham.
And somebody comes along and says, I don't think you're so glorious.
Og så kommer noen langs oss og sier at jeg synes ikke du så herlig.
And you might think, well, I don't know if I'm so glorious.
Og du kan kanskje tenke selv og si, nei, jeg ikke så fin.
What's your word against his word? What's your word against his word?
Hva ditt ord mot hans ord?
When a woman who is not too free,
oh, en kvinne som ikke ber.
In fact, she might be sort of awkward. This woman might be sort of awkward, not so, you know, kind of ungainly.
Vi må ikke bli såret av det.
And a very handsome man comes by.
Og en meget vakker mann kommer forbi. Det jeg misforstått her.
Very nice looking man.
Hva hører det? Hvis det en kvinne som ikke så pen, ja, og en meget vakker mann kommer forbi.
And this handsome wise man looks at her.
Och den vackra man ser på henne.
And he sees something in her.
Och han ser något I henne.
And he said, I'm going to make her my wife.
Och så säger han, jag vill göra henne till min hustru.
The choosing is of the man.
Valget där mannen.
And she'll begin to wonder.
What's going to be the interest?
What does he see in me?
Vad ser han I mig?
And she might not see anything in herself.
Och hon kanske kan se något I sig själv.
But the word tells you what he sees in you.
Men ordet fortäller dig vad han ser I dig.
He saw that predestinated seed in you.
Han ser den förutvalda seed I dig.
He saw part of himself in you.
Han såg en del av sig själv I dig.
I often look at little children.
Se på små barn.
I told you I complained about my own because they look like me.
Jag såg det att jag var skamfull för att mina barn såg ut som mig.
And I look at other people's children.
Och jag ser på andra barn.
And I say, my, what a handicap.
Och säger att mina barn har ett handicap.
Looks like the little girl looks like the daddy.
But these small boy, people just say some far.
The little boy looks like the mummy.
Och den lilla gutten, han ser ut som mora.
So she looks kind of hard.
Och
kind of rough looking.
Och det ser som lite, hon ser lite rough ut.
And he looks like a sissy.
Och han ser hela kvinnlig ut.
But listen to me.
Men hör på mig.
They can see in those children themselves.
De kan se sig själv I barnen.
That's the way it is with God.
De kan också med Gud.
We might not look good on the outside.
Vi må ikke ha Gud på utsiden.
But
vi ser ikke kanskje ut som han på utsiden.
But it's on the inside.
Men innsiden.
The good word of God.
Guds gode ord.
Tells us that we're the righteousness of God.
Forteller oss om Guds rettferdighet.
People don't want to accept that.
Folk vil ikke akseptere dette.
We ourselves find it hard to accept.
Vi har vanskelig for å motta det selv også.
I proved this one day by the word of God to a congregation.
Jeg beviste dette ved Guds ord for en forsamling en gang.
You know what's the truth.
Og du vet at det sant.
Brother Branham told you.
Og Brother Branham sa til dere.
He became us that we might become him.
Vi, han ble oss for at vi kunne bli ham.
We are the righteousness of God by our union with him.
Vi I Guds rettferdighet ved vårt samfunn med ham.
And I asked that congregation to say after me.
Og jeg vil at denne forsamlingen skulle si etter meg.
I am the very righteousness of God.
Jeg Guds rettferdighet.
A man said it.
En mann sa det.
Then he came to me later.
Och så kom han till mig efterpå.
He said, Brother Vale, I want to tell you something.
Brother Vale, jag vill säga dig något.
That was the hardest thing I ever did in my life.
Det var det hardaste jag någon gång har gjort I mitt liv.
It is hard.
Det hardt.
Look at this.
Se på det.
It doesn't look like it.
Det ser ikke slik ut.
But what does that matter?
Men vad gör det?
God said it.
Gud säger det.
And he justifies the ungodly.
Och han rättfärdiggör de ogudliga.
Which means he calls righteous the ungodly.
Han rättfärdiggör de ogudliga betyder det.
I got a cripple, let me tell you something. I got to stop, but I got to tell you something.
Jag vill stoppa nu, men jag vill säga en ting först.
There were 99 sheep that lay in the fold.
Det var 99 får som låg I fållen.
One was lost.
Men det var en som var tappt.
And the shepherd went out to bring it back.
Och hyrden gick ut för att bringa det tillbaka igen.
And he rejoiced more over that one lost sheep found than the 99 that never were lost.
Och han gladde sig mer över det ene än över de andra.
And here's the moral of it.
Och här moralen I detta.
He said to the scribes and Pharisees.
Han sa till de skriftlärda och fariseerna.
You are of them that justify themselves.
Du av dem som rättfärdiggör det själv.
They claim they were all right.
De sa att de var I orden med dem.
But the little sheep that was lost.
Men det lilla fåret som var förtappt.
Knew that he was lost.
Visste att det var förtappt.
And he wanted to be found.
Och så önskade det att bli funnet.
And he was found.
Och det blev funnet.
But the 99 who didn't know they were lost could not be found.
Men de 99 som visste att de var tappt.
You are that lost sheep.
Du det förtappte fåret.
And God is rejoicing over you.
Och Gud gläder sig över dig.
And the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you.
Och änglarna I himlen de gläder sig över dig.
And as a groom anxious to meet his bride. And as a groom anxious to meet his bride.
Och som en brudgum gläder sig till att möta brudgummen.
He is standing there waiting for us.
Han står där och väntar på oss.
Waiting for the former and latter rain to combine together.
Väntar på att det tidigare regn och senare regn ska komma samman.
And they're here now.
Och de är här nu.
And there'll soon be a resurrection.
Och snart kommer uppståndelsen.
And we'll be with him.
Och vi vill vara med honom.
And when we see him.
Och när vi ser honom.
As we already have in the word.
Som vi allerede har I ordet.
Before we leave this earth.
För vi vill förlata den I jorden.
We're going to be like him.
Så ska vi bli lik honom.
Wondrously like him. Wondrously like him. Wondrously like him.
Underfull frihet.
And in his glory we will shine.
Och vi ska skinna som härlighet.
He made a promise.
Han gav oss ett löfte.
You can't fail.
Han kan inte ta fel.
You cannot fail.
Det kan inte ta fel.
Heaven and earth is going to pass away.
Himmel och jord ska förgå.
But not one word will pass away.
Men inte ett enda Guds ord.
Till it's fulfilled.
Intill det är fullbordat.
And this is the hour of the fulfillment.
Och det är timen då tingen är fullbordat.
Of a resurrection and a bride in a rapture.
Vår uppståndelse.
And the bride in the rapture.
Och bruden I uppryckelsen.
And pretty soon this word will pass away.
Och snart skall denna jorden förgå.
Because it will be fulfilled.
För det skall fullbordas.
It's being fulfilled now.
Det är fullbordat nu.
Do you want to know what you look like? Do you want to know what you look like?
Vet du veta hur du ser ut?
Do you want to know what you really are?
Vill du veta vad du verkligen är?
Go to the word.
Gå till ordet.
Don't have your own ideas.
Ha inte din egen idé.
Go to the word.
Gå till detta ordet.
That's all that counts.
Det är det som täller.
One of these days we're going to be gone.
En av dessa dagar så vill vi vara väck.
But we're going to come out of the ground.
Vi vill komma ut av jorden.
Because God said so.
För Gud sa det.
Remember.
Husk.
Let God's word be true.
Låt Guds ord vara sant.
But every man's word and thoughts a lie.
Men varje människas ord eller tanke är en lögn.
It's true anyway.
Det är sant allikevel.
So our words and our thoughts.
Så våra ord och våra tankar.
Let them be his.
Låt vi vara hans.
The Lord richly bless you.
Må Gud välsigna dig.
If you wondered about any differences between us as ministers.
Och visste du undrar om det är någon skillnad mellan oss som tjänare.
Don't worry about it.
Icke bekymra dig om det.
Count it as nothing.
Det tjänar icke någonting.
Every man must be strong in his own convictions.
En man må vara stark I sin egen överbevisning.
You wouldn't be worthy of being a preacher if you didn't.
Du vill kanske inte vara värd att vara en förkynnare, visst du vill.
But we love each other.
Men vi älskar varandra.
And we will stand with each other.
Och vi står samman.
And if a certain church needs to go a certain way, bless it.
Och visst en kyrka önskar gå en väg, så må Herren välsigna det.
And another a certain other way, bless it.
Och en annan vill gå en lite annan väg, så Gud Herren välsigna det.
Because God knows how to deal with His children.
För Gud vet vad han ska göra med sina barn.
The one that we lavish the most love on in our family. The one we gave the most love to in our family.
Den I familjen som vi ger den mest kärlighet.
Was the one that got a complex as though we didn't love her.
Så var den som hade komplexet.
We have to treat our children different.
Vi måste uppdra våra barn forskjellig.
And so by wisdom we must, the God treats his churches different.
Och så är det också med Gud, han må uppdra sina barn forskjellig.
And the scripture has assured us.
Och skriften har överbevist om oss.
And the voice of Paul.
Och Paulus stämme.
That if God needs to reveal something to us.
Att vi säger Gud vill uppenbara något för oss.
He'll do it.
Så vill han göra det.
So let us stand with one another.
Så låt oss stå samman.
In the virtue of the word. In the virtue and the truth of the word.
I ordets sannhet.
In the love of Jesus Christ.
Och I Jesu Kristi kärlighet.
The communion of the Holy Ghost.
Och samfund I den helige ande.
And in holy decency. And holy decency is to be right with each other.
Och I en helig samfund att vi står rätt med varandra.
Because if we actually look at each other.
För hvis vi virkelig ser på varandra.
There's no anger.
Så det ikke noen harme der.
There's no hatred.
Det ikke noen hat der.
We actually love each other.
Men vi må elske varandra.
And we enjoy each other.
Og gleder oss over varandra.
I do.
Jeg gjør det.
If things happen that are wrong, if wrong things happen,
hvis det noe galt som hender,
I can actually laugh about it.
Så kan jeg virkelig le om det.
We don't need to be so serious about these things.
Vi må ikke være så alvorlig om disse tingene.
Be serious about him.
Men vær alvorlig når det gjelder han.
Lift each other up.
La oss løfte hverandre opp.
It's been so good for me to be here.
Det har vært så vidunderlig for meg å være her.
I've learned some good things.
Jeg har lært noen gode ting.
And I mean it from all my heart.
Og jeg trenger det av hele mitt hjerte.
I leave here a better Christian.
Jeg forlater her som en bedre kristen.
With greater grace.
Med større nåde.
And a greater love toward my brothers and sisters.
Med større kjærlighet til brødre og søstre.
And I say again to you.
Og jeg sier igjen til dere.
Go home and pack your grip.
Gå hjem og pakk
your suitcase.
Og pakk deres koffert.
Because I want to take you back to America.
For jeg vil ta dere tilbake til Amerika.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Jeg er sikker på at dere gleder dere over det.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne dere.